Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The big lead ranked 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. From top to bottom, Kirk Cousins came in at 11th. We're going through the list. We're asking you at 800-636-1067. Not particularly related to this ranking, but just in general, who you think the most overrated quarterback is in football and who the most underrated quarterback in the NFL is. 800-636-1067 is how you can give us a shout.
At Funny Danny and at Greenwich Paulson on Twitter as well. So let's jump into this. You want to go purely based on this list or just kind of in general the attention guys get or don't get?
Not based on this list.
Not based on this list. Okay. So for me, the underrated quarterback that people take for granted is Phil Rivers. He has had countless people hurt, offensive line problems, has had more on his plate than most guys end up doing. The running backs either underperform, get injured after 5 seconds, or whatever the hell else. That dude consistently puts up numbers year after year after year. And then San Diego doesn't win, they haven't of late, even though he's been to an AFC title game many moons ago when they had some great players. But because they don't win, everybody just kind of does a QB, he don't win, he ain't a winner no more. Phil Rivers is excellent. Now, I don't know if he's third or fourth or fifth overall. I probably have him still in my top 10, but he gets slept on an awful lot. That guy is still really, really good.
Yeah, Phil Rivers is actually my answer as well. I've always put him right around the top five in the NFL. Two things work against him. One is, you said, that they don't win a whole lot. Two is that he throws a lot of interceptions. Now, last year, he actually led the NFL with 21 of them. Mm-hmm. He also throws a ton of touchdowns.
Sure does.
And I view touchdowns, when you throw a lot of interceptions, kind of like walks when you strike out a lot. If you throw close to 40 touchdowns, which in his career, he's been in the mid-30s several times, then throwing 17, 18, 19 picks sometimes is going to happen because you're making small window throws and you're forcing the football down the field to make big plays. At times, that's going to come back to bite you in the butt. Now, if you have 21 picks and 22 touchdowns, that's a bad season. If you've got close to 35 touchdowns with those 20 picks, that's a very different conversation. So those are the two knocks against him. But I think just generally, if you put him in a much better organization or with better talent around him, or if you ever allowed his receivers to stay healthy in a year where they could run the ball a little bit, I'll bet you when he doesn't have to go out and throw it some 661 times like he did 2 years ago, you'd probably end up thinking more highly of Phillip Rivers than you do. So he's long been considered one of my most underrated quarterbacks in the NFL. My most overrated quarterback in the NFL as of right now, and there were a few guys I was debating between here, I ended up going with this player just because I think we are rushing too quickly to crown him, and that is Dak Prescott.
Ah, I see what you did.
Dak Prescott, last year as a rookie, I would not take anything away from. He was remarkable. That was one of the best debut seasons by a passer in the history of the league. And prior to that, it's guys like Robert Griffin in 2012 and a short list of others. But similarly, in year two, I think adjustments are made, and then we got to figure out what are you when defenses kind of know what's coming. We're going to get a better idea on Dak Prescott in that regard. Ezekiel Elliott is your safety valve. You turn around, you hand him the football, you let him go pick up 5-6 yards at a time, and now you're second and manageable. When Ezekiel Elliott's not there, best offensive line in the league, maybe Darren McFadden's going to get you those 6 yards, and we don't have to worry about a whole lot of difference. But we're going to find that out in September and October during that 6-game suspension. Speaking of that O-line, I think when you have the best line in football in front of you protecting you, and you've got receivers all around you, some of which, Jason Witten, are going to end up in the Hall of Fame, many of whom are going to end up in a Pro Bowl, Dez Bryant, it makes you look a little bit better. So I think Dak is overrated just from the standpoint of the immediacy to crown him.
Sure.
Where you see now he's ranked.
He plays for the Cowboys. They won a
top
bunch.
Top 10, yeah. Over-talked about. Again, people are going to hear that and think I don't like Dak Prescott. I really like the player. I think he had an unfathomably impressive season. Could not believe how good he was last year as a mid-round pick that wasn't even supposed to start. And, oh, by the way, he was exceptionally durable. in 16 games, didn't have to come off the field. They didn't have to worry about who their backup was. He goes out and plays to a 105 rating. You do that for your career, you're going to end up in Canton. I think it's going to be much more difficult to do that this year than last, is what I would say about Dak Prescott. So he's going to be overrated for me.
Overrated for me. I'm going to list the number of times this guy had at least a 94 quarterback rating. 94, by the way, in terms of quarterback rating. Not the end-all, be-all. But would have put this player 12th overall in the NFL. I'll list the number of times he's had a 94. That's the number of times Eli Manning has had a 94 quarterback rating. He doesn't finish top 10 in any major statistical category other than interceptions in most years. Now, two seasons ago, had a great year, 35 touchdowns. He's led the league in picks three different times. Mr. Backfoot, throw it up for grabs. Everyone remembers the helmet catch. It's adorable. That's awesome. It was a terrible throw. He's so lucky. I hate his stupid pouty face. That's the most overrated player. You had people legitimately making arguments because he had two Super Bowls and Eli had one, that he was the better Manning. We need to get better in terms of debates. We've just got to start with a better baseline. Now, is he bad? Not by any stretch of the imagination. This is actually a pretty good quarterback, top half of the league without question. Probably for me in the 15 or 16 range, you could do a lot worse than a lot of teams have and will. But he is so overrated.
Yeah.
Win two Super Bowls because your front four is a line of four cannibalizing wildebeest charging rhinos that cannot be stopped. You won because of great and hot defenses both times. Let's settle the bleep down.
Well, the reason I didn't put him is because he's actually strung together the three best seasons at any point in his career.
He's been
consecutively
good of late.
In the last 3 years. He's gotten a lot better here at the tail end of his career as he's now 36 years old. But you're 100% right that he gets more credit than is necessary in terms of his standing in the league. He's really good. He's not upper echelon. He's not top five. He's not top 10. He's kind of a middle of the pack who can get hot type quarterback, which, by the way, is what I view maybe Kirk Cousins ultimately as. People say, can you win a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins? If Eli Manning can win too, then the answer to that question is yes. Kirk Cousins on an average Sunday is every bit as good as Eli
Manning. Let's go Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy style, and trade places one time. Let's see what happens if you gave Kirk Cousins a defense that was absolutely on fire the way that Giants defense was down the stretch when they won, what was it, a 17-13 Super Bowl win?
Yeah.
I'm sure Eli was a juggernaut in that game.
Overrated, underrated. Talking quarterbacks. Chris and Lanham, go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
What's
love
up,
your show. Love you guys. Glad to hear you guys talking about this topic.
Thank you, sir.
First of all, I'm going to go with my most underrated guy, which is Joe Flacco. And I'll make my points why I think Joe Flacco is the most underrated quarterback in the league. First of all, he's the only quarterback that – and I'm not even a Ravens fan. This is just me – observing, you know, I'm a Cowboys fan, but observing the NFL and what's been happening the last maybe 6 years. He's outplayed Brady in two playoff games. He's also the only quarterback that actually beat Tom Brady and Peyton Manning in a playoff run. He has the most postseason wins since 2008. He has 10 wins. When you talk about his efficiency, you know, I mean, in the playoffs, you can't talk about the regular season because he hasn't really had any weapons around him offensively. Like, he's never had a stud receiver.
Steve Smith is a pretty good wide receiver for him. Mike Wallace had a hell of a year.
But Steve Smith's not a top 10 receiver. You're not going to say Steve Smith.
He's not had a top 10 receiver, that's fair.
Okay, and also my, you know, because I don't have much time, my most overrated quarterback to kind of help my argument is Big Ben. Because Big Ben, in the same division with Flacco, does have two Super Bowls, but he won the Super Bowls without having to face Tom Brady or Peyton Manning in those playoff runs, and also had the number one defense, and, you know, historically one of the best defenses of all time.
Actually, your point on Ben is pretty good in the sense that, look, I don't think he's overrated, but if you go back, his first Super Bowl, he was going like 14 of 27 for 177 yards and a touchdown and a pick, and he was kind of Mark Brunell in his way, handing the ball off to Jerome Bettis to that title. So if you just want to say that because he has the two rings, everyone gives him credit that he doesn't deserve, there's some merit to that. Your Joe Flacco point, to me, I can't get behind. I think that
I
guy's
can't.
One of the most overrated, mediocre, pedestrian quarterbacks. Everything you mentioned is the playoffs. And in the playoffs, he's played some of his best football, and he deserves credit for that. But here's what I know. He's been in the league since 2008. I got a sample size of him playing 16 games every year but 2015 and 10 that year. And in all of those games, he's pretty much been the same guy.
I thank you for the call. I love that you make it. And I appreciate the nice thing you said about the show. I cannot get on board with that line of thinking, because what you quoted, and I get it, is wins in the playoffs. You went quarterback record. He beat Tom Brady. He never picked Tom Brady. Couple things. Outside, if you want to just do quarterback wins, you have to give him credit for that 4-0, 11 touchdown, zero pick stretch that led them to the Super Bowl, where he was on fire and he was excellent. Absolutely excellent. He deserves credit for that. Now, let's go 08, 09, 2010, 2011, and 2014. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years other than the great year. Quarterback record in the playoffs, even though, again, QB wins is dumb, of 6-5. What's remarkable about that? The other stretch where he doesn't throw for 11 touchdowns and no picks,
right,
that's 14 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, completion percentage in the mid-50s.
Yeah.
You let me know what's special about it. You let me know. The run to the Super Bowl was amazing. He deserves credit for that. He should look at a little highlight reel that every morning when he gets up.
By the way, Eli's best stretch in his career was that first Super Bowl. That was the best four-game run he'd ever had, and it came at the perfect time.
He deserves credit for it.
Cousins in December 2015, where everything clicked, and it's like in the second half, 20 touchdowns, 3 picks. If that happened in the playoffs and Kirk Cousins was a Super Bowl champion, he'd live off that the rest of his career. That's what Flacco's doing, and that's what Eli, in a lot of ways, was doing early on before he got that second ring. Grant and Danny on the Fan, most overrated, most underrated quarterback, 800-636-1067. Also want to get into Mayweather and McGregor 3 days from the big fight. Who's watching it? What are your plans for Saturday night? You're listening to 1067.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.